It is Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. Today is the day that, you know, they took him to that hill. You know, they hung him high, stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. You know, that's love. That's love. You know, it's resurrection weekend. Yeah. All of that. Yeah. Yeah. And so, in keeping with the 5 years ago, hey, shout out to the Pollen. Because 5 years ago, you know, is when I started this. And I remember one of my topics was the pollening and how serious it is. And that yellow shit is still all over the place. Oh, my God. I took some Flonase this morning. I get home and I'm... I don't know what's going on, so I just took a Zyrtec just to kind of help it out. And, like I said, 5 years ago, I had some topics. Obviously, my decisions have changed. My choices have changed. I also recorded about a good 19? I think it was about 19 minutes. And I deleted it, of course, because, you know, I'm a perfectionist, and I I'm sensitive about my shit. I want to give y'all the best product. Give you the best that I got, baby. Yeah. So, I remember I talked about marriage. And, you know, my views kind of have changed a little bit, obviously. And in that topic, I talked about kids and children. And so... that's definitely what I'm going to talk about in a minute. But I recorded something and I found myself repeating shit. I'm like, wait a minute, I said that. Hold on. Not realizing that, you know, I don't be re-listening out. So what I do is I record these and I go back and listen to it just to make sure that I said certain things and I post it. So if I always be like, you know, I don't want to repeat. I don't want to be too repetitious about something. But I didn't realize I need to listen to the kids one from 5 years ago and the marriage one from recently. So... and that marriage one, we'll open with this. So 5 years ago, you know, I was about 34 on the way to 35. I'm 39 on the way to 40, Lord willing. It was mainly like, well, how do you feel about kids? And I'm like, you know, I could have them. I could. I remember I mentioned Larry King and how he was like 100 and just had a kid. He's dead now, which is crazy. Who was it? Robert De Niro just had a baby or some shit a couple of years ago. That's outrageous. And I said, you know, I was thinking like, you know, I don't want to be 60 chasing around a 10-year-old, but at the same time, I'm not counting it out. Now, that's just me talking, not realizing certain things, certain how I would like things to line up. You know, if you do it the ideal way, obviously you meet somebody, you know, you get married, you know, y'all love each other, y'all like each other, and you decide to have a kid and blah, 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 the end, happily ever after, and then roll credits, you know. But how long does that take? Because when I recorded that, I was, what, 34? So realistically, say I met somebody that year, maybe, you know, a year or two later, what's that, 35, 36? And then what, we get married, 37, 38, 39? I'd still be at this fucking age having a kid. No. No. I'm good. I'm so good on kids. I'm good. And I can honestly, maturely, unequivocally say that because I'm good. And so... these days, it's interesting because, you know, the window of women I talk to obviously is in their 30s, you know. I've dealt with some 20-year-olds, but that's doing other things. But the 30-year-old women, you know, it's I don't know. I don't really encounter many my age. It's weird. It's weird. But, you know, maybe early 30s, 32, 3, 4, maybe 5, that type of shit. And, you know, they want kids. They want the family. They have that hope, that dream, that desire. I'm in the potential process of ooh, I'm being transparent. I'm in the potential process of ending something with somebody because she wants kids. And when we first started talking about, we talked a couple of years ago. Things didn't work out. But then recently, you know, they had a breakthrough in therapy. I support therapy. First of all, you know, I support Black women in therapy and healing. I love it. It's beautiful. Kind of reopened some things. We were getting back on the same page about stuff. And then, you know, that conversation came up, like, about kids. And I was like, no, I'm good. For real? Yeah, I'm good. Like, at all? I'm good about it. I'm good. I'm almost 40. What do I look like chasing around a child? Hell, let's again do the math on this. Me and them start talking. It's great. We make it official. I turn 40. Roughly maybe 2 years from now, we get married. What was that, 42? Okay, what? 43, 44, we have a baby? Hell no. Hell no. What in Sam Hill? No. No, 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 no. No. I'm so good on that. I'm so good on that. And they were broken up because it's like, well, what are we going to do? And I was like, you got a decision to make. This is a decision on you. Why? I don't want to feel about, no, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Because it's a decision that you have to make. Because guess what? It was a decision that I had to make. And when I made my decision, I didn't think about anybody else. This was a decision about me. This is a decision about you that you have to make. And it is what it is. Remember, I was talking to another woman a few months ago. And the conversation we had was, how do you feel about kids? How do you feel about women with kids? And I was like, you know, I'm fine with it. Because women this age have children. They liked somebody. They were in love at one point. And it didn't work out. So now they have a child. The best thing to ever happen to them is what they say. they're number one. They're unconditional love, because that's what they want. This motherfucker, I just want to unconditionally. What? Okay. I guess. Jesus, you know, provides unconditional love. He does that. My savior, he does that. The person who hung on that cross. But I digress. So she was like, you know, I just feel like if I was to get with a man, you know, and maybe he didn't have kids or something. I think she was talking about me directly. She was like, because she had a kid. And she was like, well, I would kind of feel like I would want to give you a kid. I'm like, you want to give me a kid? Why? Because I would just like feel like I would want you to have, like, I would want to do that. Like, for what? You already got one. Why do we need another one? You wouldn't want another kid? For what? You got one. Really? I'm like, yes. Oh, well, I mean, I just, oh my God. What? What does that look like? So yesterday I was at work and I was talking to this older lady. And we were talking and she was like, you know, I never would have guessed your age. You know, you look about 25. I'm like, 25? Woo. You so sweet. How old are you? I'm almost 40. 40? Oh, my God. For real? Yeah, I'm almost 40. I'm almost 40. Oh, my God. You look. You don't have any kids, do you? I said, nope. That's why. You don't have any kids because you don't look tired. Parents, you know, they had that tired look. I'm like, oh, they do. So then I thought of all my friends and the parents. And I'm like, ooh, I guess y'all some tired motherfuckers. Ooh, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny. Boy, I'm at 8 minutes, 9 minutes. But we going to go. We going to talk tonight. And so I was like, yeah. And I was telling her about the situation with this other lady I'm dealing with and all this stuff. And she's like, you know, that's mature for you to have that conversation. Because I remember when I have one, and when me and my husband had to talk, like, he wanted a kid. And it's rare, first of all, for a man to not want a kid. I was like, really? Interesting, because I'm okay. But my husband said he wanted one, and that was the first conversation we ever had. Like, before, we didn't have a conversation before we got married. I was like, wow, that's interesting. You just jumped a broom without talking about a life decision, because that's what this is, a life decision. This isn't talking about, hey, you ever had cheese on your hamburger? No. You should try that. No, this is about a life decision. You're bringing life onto this earth. No. So another thing that irritates me, like I said on the podcast before about marriage, is one of the things I repeated. Where a woman told me, you know, I could change your mind. why would you change my mind? The same other woman, another woman told me that, well, you know, I could probably, if we'd have hit it off a couple of years ago, I probably would change your mind. Would you? How? Why would you do that? What sense does that make? You can change my mind on this decision? This is a life decision. This isn't me putting sprinkles on ice cream. What are you talking? They are ridiculous. So then, like I said, the older coworker, she told me, she was like, so, and this is funny. Like, I've heard this from more than one person. They always say, what if you meet the one and, you know, they want kids? If they want kids, they not the one. Really? Duh. If it's the one, why would this thing stand in our way? If it is the one. Think about it. It's like people say, what's your dream job? I don't dream of working. What is your dream job? Or the caveat to that is, if you love what you do, you never work a day. Shut the fuck up. Like, stop it. Stop the madness. Stop it. Please. End that. Cease and desist. No. I'm almost 40. Shout out to my folks. First of all, shout out to my folks who had pandemic babies. Because clearly y'all had nothing else to do. And I see the stress and the tension and the wear and tear. Again, that look of tiredness on all of my folks that got toddlers right now, because y'all look beat the fuck. Woo-wee. I remember I was on Bumble a few months ago. I ain't been on there in oh my God, I'm not going back. And so I just wanted to try it again just to see what was up, you know, just see what was out there. And I found myself swiping left a lot more than I typically would because my preferences have changed so much. Like, I was actually being realistic this time. And so I set up the profile, whatever, set up my range from like maybe what, 31, 2 to like 45, just to see. And I'm getting women who are 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42 that want children. And I'm thinking to myself, what? 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 Now, back when I got into the app thing, maybe a couple of years ago, I wouldn't even pay attention to that shit. But I'm thinking to myself, because I'm more mature these days, it's like, this is a thing. This is real. This is a conversation. This is a potential argument. This is a potential breakup fuel. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, no. And I just, well, I said, and there were a few of them were bad. Cute? Oh my God. But she want kids. You want kids and you 42 years old. You gonna carry them to term for real? Not even thinking about the health part of it, but just like the energy. Like, you want to do that? Like, so remember I'm on the joint about marriage. Like, I would love to be Mr. Johnson, Mr. Charles. You know that guy, Uncle. You know that dude. And so I talked about Goldie Hawn, right, and Kurt Russell, how they've never been married and they just living life happy. My other two white people couple, my other white people couple is Seth Rogen and his wife. And somebody told me that I'm the black Seth Rogen one day. And so I was like, really, nigga? Okay. But, like, they made a decision to be like, no, we good. You don't want kids at all? No, we good. We enjoy each other. We love the ability to just be able to wake up on Saturdays and just kick it. Or just not have to worry about doing other things. And I say, oh my God, that's the life. That's the life. Oh, you don't want to, you know, take, just have somebody. What the fuck? No. With certain abilities and things that I do, I would love to just be able to share these experiences with a woman. That would be great. I don't need to be toting around a stroller, have a baby Bjorn, worrying about somebody needing to find a potty, making sure people have ate. Making sure there's no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm so good. So, so good. Like, I remember on that joint from a few years ago, I mentioned about a friend who said that they just wanted a baby. Well, guess what happened? They just had the baby. Now, the baby daddy, he ain't shit, of course, because that's how it works out. But she just wanted a baby. Baby's beautiful. Oh, my God. Beautiful as hell. Beautiful. But the stress that happened during, while, and potentially will happen. No. So again, that woman that I told you potentially is about to end because there was a decision that had to be made. And it's not like we're together, we talking, you know, that type of shit. like I said, it was, the decision has to be made because this is a huge deal. And I'm at the age now where I don't want to waste time on this type of stuff. Again, this isn't about putting ketchup on hot dogs and you only eat mustard. No, this is a life decision. You can't just be like, you know what? We could do this. No, nigga, no. Cause she, and shout out to her because she wants it the old fashioned way. And I love that. I want to meet somebody, get married, fall in love, blah, blah, blah. Fall in love, get married because it's real. Like them. I don't want to be a baby mama. I don't want to go through that and blah, 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 all that other shit. And I get it. I get it. I dig it. I dig it. You know, it is what it is. Yes. But what if it don't happen? So somebody told me, she's like, well, what if they go off, meet somebody else, get pregnant, and then come back to you? Hell no. Who I look like? Boobadoo? No, I'm good. Why would you do that? What's the point? What was the point? You just wanted a baby that bad? That's crazy. But this is the shit I encounter. I encounter this shit a lot. This age. Now, to that point, it's not like I won't talk to a woman with kids. Remember, I was talking to the woman that wanted to give me a baby. It's like, for what? So, two stories. One story. Probably have said this. One woman I used to mess with, because that's all we're doing. She had three, a set of twins in their teens and a toddler, which was a wide gap. Oh, my God. We conversed. There was something there, but the kids were a thing for me. Like, you have a lot of kids. You don't just have one, maybe two. You got three. And it's not just three, like, teens or three toddlers. You got three, two teens and one. That's two different dynamics. No. If it was one or the other, maybe. But you got both? Come on, man. What am I going to do with this? Nothing. So the decision was made. You know, maybe we should just do that. Maybe let's just be grown. Really? You want to do that? Okay. And we made that decision. And it was cool while it lasted, even though I knew they wanted more. Got to stop settling. That's number one. Got to stop settling. So eventually what happened is she indirectly, like, I don't want to say indirectly, but she kind of ghosted me in a sense. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're not coming? You're not responding? What's happening? She said, I just felt like feelings were getting involved because I was putting that paint in. No. I'm not going to say that because certain people are listening. And I don't want that image of me. But it was getting too good. And it's like, well, shit. I got a decision to make. Yes. You should have made a decision to begin with. That wasn't it. But you wanted a piece of something because having a piece of something is worse than not having it at all. But having half of something, having none of something, is worse than having a piss. So fucked up out here. So then the second story, this other woman, she had kids. They were closer in age. Maybe like one was like 4, another one was like 6, 7, something like that. And she would come over. She was bad too. Oh boy. Oh boy. I hit the lotto, nigga. I can't believe it. She had two. And she would come over and we would hang out and put hang out in quotes, whatever you want to call it. And it would be like 2, 3, these fucking squirrels. I got to get goddamn squirrels in my attic. 2, 3, 4 in the morning. She's getting phone calls, text messages, FaceTimes from her children. And it's not like, you know, somebody's in the house, it's a fire. What are you doing? Can I get some Roblox money? What's this? Why aren't they asleep? Why aren't they sleeping? Why aren't they? What? This is the type of shit that's like, but I guess it's a thing. Because again, children, women these days have kids. And I understand. A woman with a child, I get it. I get it. It happens. Teresa was a single mother. I get it. I remember Kevin told me that dumb shit that time. Man, you owe it to you to fill him. No, shut up, nigga. But now that I'm at that age where, shit, I'm about 40, it's rare to find somebody without. Granted, I'm rare out here. I get told that all the time. Tori, you're rare. You realize rare you are? You're rare. I know. You ain't got to tell me. I know. There's a lot of things I do that others don't. A lot of things I have that others don't. There's a lot of things I know that others don't. It's a lot. I know. Which is why I'm able to make certain decisions. Which is why I'm able to make certain choices. because I'm not thinking about anybody else but me. So when it comes to kids, I'm good. I'm so good. Nieces, nephews, play, nieces, all day. We can have fun. We can run around. I can give you back. I love being the fun uncle. Like I said, I'm the funkle. I'm the funk. I put the fun in funkle. I'm the funk. That's it. I'm good. I'm so good. And it's just, it's like I said, with this situation is about to unravel. It's like, it's just, the way I broke it down is, for them, it was, you have somebody that does all the things, checks all the boxes, except for this one box. That's a possible box. It's not even a definite. It's just a possible box. It's an optional box. It's a maybe box. It's just a possibility box. A yes or no ass box. You know, maybe. Not even a yes or no box. It's a maybe box. Like, you know, maybe. You know, that type of box. And that's fucking you up. Because that's a huge deal. I get it. I understand it. And I told him, for me, it's mainly like, I'm in a great situation, dope person, with a looming expiration date. Because at any point, you can make that decision. That's what I got to deal with. That's it. But again, that's a decision I made. That's a decision they're made. That's a decision everybody's made. I don't want kids, man. I'm fine with it. All you folks out there that got them, hey, shout out to y'all. All you folks out there that don't got them, hey, shout out to us. All you folks out there trying to figure shit out, hey, Godspeed. Just don't, you got to stop making life decisions off of one turn of pitch and toss. You can't do that. Stand by your shit, for real. Yeah. Okay, I'm done venting. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter weekend. 15.